lovely people. Yes, it's gotcha time. We hope that you listen in, because the show is fine. Our team are all assembled, I'm sitting in their places. You recognize their voices, which are better than their faces.
Well, hello and welcome to Cab Chat. And thanks for listening. Whether you might be listening in the morning, in the evening, or in the afternoon, you can listen whenever it suits you. And yeah, I know I said at Christmas that we'd be doing Cab Chat every couple of weeks from then on. But then we got hit with another lockdown. And I'll explain my reasons why we didn't recall Cab Chat. I am going to play a couple of clips, a couple of contributions from a couple of the team members during this this episode of Cab Chat that was supposed to have actually gone out in January, but because we didn't do a show in January, they never went out. So I am going to put them into this week's show, or this show. I'm going to do another one, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to explain in this show why we haven't been doing the show for the last 3 months, basically. And then we're going to crack on, because since January, quite a lot has happened in the cab trade. And I'm also going to give a couple of people a mention in this week's show. So all that and a lot more coming up after this.
Cab Chat, the show for London's taxi drivers.
We want some extra listeners, cause we think we are great. So if you like our station, please go tell a mate. If you can get some of your pals to tune into our show, we promise we will have a day with ginger nuts and cocoa.
Oh, I do love ginger nuts.
So once again, welcome to Cab Chat. And the reasons that I haven't done the show since Christmas, because we did start doing them again just before Christmas. The reason I haven't done them since Christmas is basically a number of reasons, quite a number of reasons. I'm sure, as most of you, my life has been in a bit of turmoil over the last couple of months. And I'm sure that most of you, you know, you feel exactly the same. You know, none of us are doing what we were hoping to be doing now. We was hoping to be getting back to some sort of normality after Christmas. And then, of course, we got hit with another lockdown. And, you know, it was going to be 3 months all the time. And now we've got some sort of a roadmap out of this lockdown, according to Boris Johnson, our illustrious leader. Whether those dates will actually be stuck to or not, I really don't know. I'm not very optimistic as to whether the 22nd of June will be the end of the lockdown, but at least now we can see some sort of light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccinations. Whether you agree with the vaccinations or not, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later. So at the beginning of the year, I managed to get which I believe, and many others believe, was actually COVID. And I've got to tell you, I went to bed on the Sunday after the New Year, fully intending to get up and go to work on the Monday in the job that I was doing. And I had a bit of a headache, and I thought nothing of it, really. And I got up on the Monday morning, and man, I've got to tell you that this headache developed into a headache like I had never had before. It was, I just felt like my head was going to explode. I had some sort of form of diarrhea. I felt sick. My vision was blurred, which meant I couldn't go to work anyway because I couldn't drive. I had itchy skin. I felt very lethargic. All of my muscles ached. All of my bones ached. I felt tired. I had a very sore throat and a very, very slight shortness of breath. Nothing to be really concerned about, but a very slight shortage of breath that if you sort of stood up out of the chair a little bit quickly, I got a little bit out of breath, which many of you probably haven't seen me, those that know me, haven't seen me for since last March, because in actual fact, it was the 8th of March last year was the last time that I actually drove a taxi in London. Although I have been in London quite a few times since then, and we'll get onto that a little bit later as well. I have lost quite a bit of weight, so, you know, I'm a lot fitter than I was back then, even a year ago. So the slight shortage of breath didn't really concern me. It didn't worry me as such, but it was a little bit of a concern. So I didn't go to work on the Monday, and the headache just got worse and worse and worse. And I ended up sort of come to... I went for a... The next thing was I went for a COVID test. And you have to stick the swab down the back of your throat. Now, I don't know if you've tried doing this, but if you've been for a COVID test or not. But I'm not very good at sticking things down my throat. I could say something there, but I'm not going to. But I'm not very good at sticking things down my throat. And you go to these driving COVID test places and you have to do it yourself. And so I attempted to put the thing down my throat and I did the best that I could, but I've got a very bad gag reflex. So whether I did it right or wrong, I don't know. And I put it up my nose as well. And the test came back negative, which apparently these tests are not 100% reliable anyway. I know lots of people that have had COVID that the tests have come back negative when their partners or friends or family members have also tested positive at the same time and they've had exactly the same symptoms. I had the same symptoms as a lot of people. Some of my family had it and had positive tests and I had exactly the same symptoms as them. So whether I actually had it or didn't have it, I really don't know. But from what people tell me and those that have had it and the symptoms I had were exactly the same, although not quite as severe, except the headache. The headache was, as I said earlier, you know, something like I had never, ever experienced before, a headache like that. So on the Friday, I was going to go back to work and I got up and I still had this headache and I decided that I was going to stay off for the week and then go back on the Monday. And then I got notification that I was going to be furloughed from the job that I was doing. So the thought of literally sitting at home for a sort of 4 to 5 months and doing nothing really and honestly scared the shit out of me. I'm not the sort of person to just sit around doing nothing. I can't do that. I have to be doing something nearly all the time. My brain's going, 100 miles an hour nearly all the time, and I have to be doing something all the time. And which is quite ironic, because during the period where I was off sick for that week, I was sitting here literally doing nothing and watching Netflix, binging out on Netflix. But, you know, I was in such a sort of lethargic sort of state that I can't even remember what I watched during that week, and I watched loads of things on Netflix and I can't remember what I watched at all. But the thought of literally sitting at home for 4 to 5 months while being healthy did scared the crap out of me, really did. So on that Friday I thought I would apply for the jobs, even if it was going to be on a temporary basis. So I applied for a few jobs, and very luckily I got all three of the ones that I applied for that I really, really fancied. I took the what I thought would be the easier one out of the three, which was doing home deliveries for a major supermarket, which I've since found out, since being there, that there's an awful lot of cab drivers working for this particular supermarket. Probably more cab drivers working for this one than most of the others. But I know a lot of cab drivers are doing home deliveries and working for supermarkets, doing bits and pieces. And, you know, all credit to those that have gone out and found something else to do during this pandemic as well. So initially I started working for the supermarket, sort of 3 evenings per week. And it's easy. It really is an easy job to do. It can be quite physical. You've got a lot of lifting and of trays of shopping and whatever. But then, shouldn't do that, should I? But then it sort of transpired that I probably won't be going back to the job that I was doing. So I approached the supermarket for more hours, but during the period of that, I was sort of picking up overtime as and when I could, and I didn't know when it would be and when it wouldn't be. Hence the reason that my life has been in turmoil for the last couple of months, and all over the place, and other things going on, and you know, taxi driving on the floor, you know, the wedding bookings on the floor. I haven't done a wedding tall since last December, managed to do 2 in December, a couple in September, and basically that was it last year. So everything's been on the floor. My whole life has been turned completely upside down, really. And one thing I've got to say is, going from being self-employed, totally self-employed, and pleasing yourself, and you know, taking a day off when you want to take a day off, and you know, making time for things that you enjoy to do, to working for somebody, and you know, not being able to take a day off when you want, and not being able to take an hour off, or going late, or change your hours around, or whatever, is a big change, big upheaval in your life. And so, you know, what I've known for the last 30 years has been totally turned around. So I was picking up overtime here, there and everywhere, and now I've managed to get more of a fixed sort of contract of the supermarket, and managed to get my life into a little bit more of a structure in my life as such. So going forward, I'm hoping to do cab chat on a much more regular basis. Anyway, enough from me. What we're going to do is we're going to go over and listen to what Dal's got to say this week. But please remember, this was recorded in January. It was supposed to have gone out in January. So over to Dal.
Everyone, welcome back to Dal's Diaries. Hope you all had a lovely Christmas and a good New Year celebration. I spent all New Year's Eve on my own watching The Apprentice, then opened at midnight a bottle of champagne and had a glass with my son and daughter, and then they lit some sparklers in the garden. Then I went to bed, living the high life. Anyway, as I always try to look at something good out of a bad situation, such as if you've been at home during lockdown, what have you achieved? Like, did you decorate, for example? So this is a time is just to reflect and just look at anything positive in the last year. I know what I've learned, how to save money. For example, I used to spend a tenner a week on getting my taxi washed. Now I do it myself with a handheld jet wash for £2. I used to buy a coffee and lunch out every day in London, but now I bring a flask and a packed lunch. When you lose your income and you have to work hard for peanuts, you do these things. But saying that, when things are back to normal, because they will be, my New Year's resolution is to eat out and try the vegan menus at all the top restaurants and hotels and put them on my YouTube channel, and hopefully be able to invite some lovely guests too. So always set your goals for 2021. Literally write them down and keep saying it, no matter how big or small, and you will achieve them. It's the power of positive thinking. Just reflect on what you have achieved. Changing the subject, as I said last week on Capture, the BBC London interview I did on Monday did get on the news, and it was the top story. It reached over 55,000 views online too. That turned out a brilliant bit of free advertising on TV, which the taxi trade so needed. I've received messages from all over the world saying well done, and they love black taxis. So that was a good bit of news. Now, I'm on my way to do a very special Christmas light tour for a very special mum called Charlotte and her lovely 9-year-old daughter called Sophie. They are staying down here from Portsmouth. They're staying in London next to the hospital where Sophie is receiving her treatment. She, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with a very rare form of soft tissue cancer. Her mum saw me on BBC London Taxi Xmas Light Tour film and messaged me. I immediately went to Sophie's Journey on Facebook to read all about it. And in the article, it said that when Sophie found out, she said, "Don't worry, I'm okay. I love you." What a heart of gold and strength this young girl has. A very brave girl. So I'm delighted to take them on the Xmas Light Tour in London. Tonight, I will be donating to a crowdfund. Their target is £50,000, and they've reached £38,000 already. So that's absolutely amazing. Well done. So if you'd like to read her story and donate as well, please go to Sophie's Journey on Facebook or on Instagram, Sophie's_sarcoma, that's SARCOMA _journey. Then just click on the crowdfunding link and simply donate whatever you can towards cancer research. As I said, I've donated, and please share her page on your social media platforms as well and your WhatsApp group. Thank you. I've also shared it on my platforms as well, on Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp groups, and my Facebook page. So if you can't find it, do check out my social media platform, Dale Forward, and you will see Sophie's journey there as well. Okay, so now I'd simply like to finish with a lovely simple motto from Sophie herself, which is this: see the good in every day. What a lovely thing to say. The strength this girl has, and she's really lovely, is amazing. So on that note, I will leave you. I will love you all and leave you now. Have a great week. Speak soon. Lots of love, Dale. Bye.
On your phone, iPad, tablet, and the internet. Cab Chat Radio Show.
Thanks for that, Dale. That was a really interesting and informative about what she's been doing through the pandemic and what she's up to. And we'll hear more from Dow and the others in the next show. Getting back to what I was saying about not being able to please yourself. And as I said, it's a big upheaval in your life. You know, what's happened, I think everyone's had a big upheaval in their life over the last year. Because it has been a year now, a year that we've been suffering from this pandemic. The original lockdown was on the 24th of March 2020. And we now find ourselves in March 2021. And we're still in lockdown, effectively. So I know that it's affected me. It's affected my life. A complete change around. It's affected my mental health, and I'm sure that, you know, many others out there, many of you are feeling the same way as well. That it's affected you. Everybody in some way has been affected by this pandemic and these lockdowns. And going forward, we'd like to hear what you've been doing during the pandemic, because obviously there are those that are still out there driving a cab full time, and some are still managing to make it pay to a certain extent. But it's probably lucky for those that are still trying to make a living driving a cab that lots of drivers are not out there trying to make a living Otherwise, it would have decreased their earning potential, and they wouldn't have probably been able to make it pay. So I'd like to know, I'd like to hear what you've been doing through the pandemic, whether it's been sort of renovations to the house, whether you've been doing another job, whether you've been trying to drive the cab and earn a living driving the cab. I'm really interested to know what cab drivers have been doing throughout 2020 and also through this lockdown in 2021 as well. And so let us know. You can tweet us at Cab Chat. You can send us an email, admin@cabchatshow.uk, or leave us a voice message on the website at cabchatshow.uk. You can leave a voice message there, and we'll play it on the show. If you want us to play it on the show, we can play it on the show. And you know, you can share with other cab drivers what you've been doing during the pandemic and what you're up to now. Also, it's going to be interesting to know how many cab drivers that have gone and pursued other jobs and other careers are actually going to go back to driving a cab. I'd like to hear from you as well, and as to what your intentions are. Whether you're going to go back to driving a cab, whether you're going to be sort of doing it part-time and keeping the job that you're doing at the moment, or what you're going to be doing. I'm really interested to know what you're going to be doing, or what your intentions are, or what your hopes are. I mean, I really, really miss driving a cab. I loved being able to please myself. I loved the freedom that the job gave you. I don't like what I'm seeing happening to London at the moment, and I've got to be honest. The thought of going back and possibly renting an electric cab and having to try to make that pay in the London that we now have really scares me. It really does scare me. For those of you that don't know, I sold my taxi last September. Because it had been sitting there for so long, it just wasn't worth it, just sitting there. So I sold it. So if I do go back to driving a cab, I'm going to have to. And the only thing that I can see, the only vehicle that I can see is worth renting now, really, or in the future, is going to be an electric one because of all of the restrictions that are coming in London. So I've worked it out that over a 5-day week, to rent a electric TXE would probably cost me £350 a week. That's £70 a day. You know, is it £70 a day? 102, 140, 208. Yeah, it's basically about £70 a day. By the time you put a bit of electricity in it and a bit of petrol, especially from where I live, you're looking at probably looking at about £90 a day. And then by the time I buy something to eat while I'm up there as well, you know, even just going in Great Suffolk Street and having a meal while you're out working, that's £11 now. So by the time you, even if you take a flask for a couple of cups of coffee or whatever with you throughout the day, you're still looking at, it's going to cost you, you know, over £100 per day just to go to work. Or it's going to cost me £100 per day to go to work. And that scares me. And I really can't see, and this is me being pessimistic, I suppose, I can't see the trade picking up until we start getting everything open again, people start returning to the offices, and tourists start coming back to London again, which, with what's going on in Europe at the moment, and that the prospect of having a third wave of this pandemic in Europe, I can't see that happening anytime soon. And speaking to some of the cabbies that I'm working with at the supermarket doing deliveries, they're all thinking about sort of staying there maybe one or two days a week and then going back to driving a cab the other days, just so that if this does happen again or we go into another lockdown, they've still got a little bit of money coming in rather than nothing coming in. So really interesting to hear what your hopes and what your intentions are for the future. And whether you're going to be intending to go back to driving a cab full-time, part-time, or not at all, as the case may be. I have heard of some drivers that have got no intention to go back driving a cab. You know, they've some have downsized their houses, got rid of their mortgages, and they've now tightened their belts and they're living on less money. It's quite ironic, you know, that you can work for 2 or 3 days at a supermarket and earn about the same as what you could potentially have earned in a cab, you know, 2 years ago. Anyway, we're going to hear what the Drum Slayer's got to say. And don't forget, this was recorded in January, so please make allowances. He does mention, I hope you've had a good Christmas and things like that. And it's my fault that this didn't go out in January, not Drum Slayer's fault. And thanks to Drum Slayer for contributing to the show for so long. And hopefully he will continue to contribute as well to future shows. So over to you, Mr. Drum Slayer.
Cheers, Jamie. Hello all. Drum Slayer's back. I hope you had an enjoyable Christmas. Most definitely not a prosperous one, that's for sure. Unlike the Queen's 3 p.m. Christmas Day address, some of you probably wish you only had to suffer Drum Slayer once a year. But until somebody puts Viagra in my vaccine, they won't shut me up. I've found one of the inconveniences of lockdown, I presume we'll soon be going into lockdown 3, we're in tier 4 at the moment, is getting your cab washed. And on the first lockdown, the 12-week one, back in March, April, May, beginning of June, my cab was filthy and I ended up under duress getting my own pressure washer and cleaning it myself. But me being accident prone took a bit of the paintwork off. It was a nice metallic grey cab. Now it's more patchwork. Anyway, when the cab got taken to overhaul of the testing station in Canning Town in August, they weren't happy about the state of the paintwork and looked like at one point they weren't going to pass it. But thankfully, the garage managed to sweet talk the tester and said they'd touch it up when they get it back to the garage, and he took their word for it, and thankfully it passed for its last ever year 14. So anyway, I've been working since June and the cab is getting filthier and filthier to the point where I'm becoming a little bit self-conscious, because even though there's not that much work out there, you still want to turn up and pick people up, the odd one that does hail you with pride that there's a clean cab, clean driver, clean cab, in and out. I used to use either Chambers Street, which I used to find a bit slow, or the place on the Cambridge Heath Road, I think it's called Blue Sea Wash, and they were very quick. The only thing is, you came out on Clare Street, E2, which often was quite crowded. Quite a tight little street, especially if you want to do the right and get yourself back into Hackney Road. So I was delighted when a colleague called me up and said, Drum Slayer, I found a car wash that is still open. He said, it's in Golding Street, E1. So I took myself to Golding Street, Commercial Road, into Christian Street, left Burslem Street, right Golding Street. There's no taxi wash. A car wash. Couldn't believe it. I rang him up straight away. He says, well, I thought it was in Golding Street, but it's off Cable. So I go around, I get back into Cable, and it's a tiny little alleyway called Birchman's Close. And they weren't busy. So I go behind somebody, only one car in there. And for religious reasons, I said to the car wash man, how much will it be? He replied, £6 outside. Fantastic, they're not even profiteering. Although he did say if you wanted in and out, it would be £10, which wasn't music to my ears, but I am told that is the going rate. I haven't had in and out for years now. Talking about car washes, not my sex life. They did a nice job, and when you come out, you either do left or right into Christian Street. I did have a slight moral tussle, because I thought to myself, well, am I breaching the tier 4 rules by going into a car wash? But then I stayed in the taxi, I had my mask on, I didn't make any real contact with the staff apart from handing them the money. And psychologically, it felt lovely to look over my bonnet and see it bristling clean. It felt like after you've had a bath. How do you feel about face masks? Well, one of my philosophies in life is be the solution to people's problems rather than the cause of their problems. So I wear a mask. I don't wear it for the whole shift. I know TFL dictate that you should wear one all the time, but I refuse to because it's too uncomfortable. But every time I have a punter, which is not that often, I wear a mask. But there is definitely a division in society regards wearing masks and taking COVID seriously or not. We've just left the conflict of Remainers and Leavers. The European Union is now behind us, and hopefully we can unite as a nation for the challenges ahead. But now we're conflicted over COVID. I'm going to give you an example. Last night, which was New Year's Eve, I went into a little Tesco Metro place not far from where I live, and while everybody else was buying booze, I was buying blueberries. Anyway, I noticed in the queue to pay, there were two people not wearing masks, young people, and another person who had their mask partially on. The cashier didn't seem to take any notice. I looked over the security guard who had his mask partially on and thought, oh, this is strange. So when I went to pay, I said to the cashier, don't you worry about people not wearing their masks? And he just shrugged, he didn't care. So as I left, I said to the security guard who came out with me for a chat, doesn't it perturb you having people in your shop not wearing masks? And he said to me, well, if they want to kill themselves, it's up to them. And I said, yeah, but they're not only killing themselves, maybe they could be killing other people. He replied, look, he says, I don't give a shit. I've tried to tell people about the masks. I've been spat at, and he showed me some stains on his uniform. I've been verbally abused. I've been physically abused. For me, it's not worth the aggro. So I wished him a happy new year and bid him farewell. I then walk along the parade of shops, and there's a kebab takeaway shop, and I noticed in there, police. Now the police often use this place to get their food while they're sort of on shift if they get a bit peckish. But standing beside them, and there's about four of them in there, standing beside them are the same three miscreants without the masks that are in Tesco Metro. The police are masked, the staff in the kebab place are masked, and nobody says a word. No wonder regards to COVID-19, our country is permanently on the back foot. Fate, destiny, are they the same? Are they intertwined? I've given this a lot of thought while waiting at Sainsbury's Toadpuddle Street for 2.5 hours before getting a job to Liverpool Road by Richmond Avenue. The punter very generously made it up to a fiver. But I thought to myself, was that fate or was that my destiny? I came to the conclusion that the difference between the two is fate are the cards that are dealt you. Destiny is how you play those cards. Fate, we've got absolutely no control over. Destiny, we do. Ever since 2012, fate has been extraordinarily harsh on our trade. And the cards of our destiny have been in the hands of the people that represent us, our trade orgs and unions. And as far as I know, there's only one amongst them that has dabbled in poker. And I know this has been said before by many, but I'll say it again. My wish for 2021 is for the disparate parts of our trade to, instead of being separate strands, to come together and become a rope, a strong, sturdy, durable rope, all pulling in the right direction and not unwittingly helping the authorities to hang us with that rope. I know that's a pipe dream because there are quite a few vested interests around. Yet, I genuinely wish our trade leaders the best of luck in trying to get us out of this mess our trade's in. No fault of our own. And everybody's in the same mess. Every industry is in a similar mess. God willing, our customers will come back. We'll need more drivers. So fellas that are driving a supermarket, trucks and haulage and whatever will be back. And it'll be like this shitstorm never happened. So here's Drum Slayer wishing every man, Jack, and all the beautiful women in this trade a very happy new year for 2021. Take care all, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for that, Drum Slayer. As always, Drum Slayer shows us or talks about his perspectives on the taxi trade in his own way and his own style, which is I really like. I've got to be honest, I really like. And talking about people's styles and things like that, there's as I said in the last show we did, there's quite a few new podcasts that have popped up over the last year while we've been absent, really. I think people see that we was absent and they thought they would take the opportunity and launch their podcast. One that's worth a listen if you like that sort of thing is Cab Class, which involves our very own Sean Paul Day from London Taxi Radio, or London Taxi Radio, as he says. And they interview different cab drivers and what they've done in the past and things like that. Basically what I used to do on the Super Cabby podcast, 10 years ago now. So nothing new, but at least they're doing it once a week, being consistent, which is something that we haven't been over the last year. And I know I was criticised by one of our team members for not being consistent, but I had my reasons. So that's worth a listen. You can find that on YouTube and as a podcast as well, normally. Which gets me on another thing. During this little break we've had over the last few months, one of the things that I have decided to do is we're going to put Cab Chat on YouTube. Not this particular show, but hopefully within a couple of weeks we're going to start uploading it to YouTube. Lots of people seem to like YouTube, whether they just listen to it, whether they watch pictures, or whether they watch the videos on there. Lots of people like YouTube, so we're going to put it on YouTube in a couple of weeks' time. And the shows when we get all the team together will be really interesting on YouTube. Got all the equipment that we can record video with now, so we're going to put it on YouTube. So watch out for the Cab Chat YouTube channel, which I may launch with myself doing the Uber Monster Mash parody song at the Charing Cross Theatre. That's if YouTube allow it and don't give us a strike for it because of copyrighted music or whatever, which they normally do. They say it's copyrighted music and I sound too much like the original song. So I might launch it without, I might not. Might just go for the show. Don't know yet. Another person that's on YouTube at the moment is our very own Rosh Varma. where to, Gov, on Twitter. He's on YouTube as Rosh the Fat London Cabbie. And Rosh has taken a break from driving a cab at the moment, and he's driving a truck, an Arctic, around Europe. And he's producing YouTube videos of his travels around in the truck. And really interesting. He's bought himself a drone, got some really good drone footage as well. So go and have a look for his channel on YouTube and give him a like and subscribe to his channel. Give him a few more views. He could really do with a few more views. And while we're on the subject of YouTube as well, the LCDC have launched LCDC TV, where they're interviewing different people and talking about different things, interviewing at the moment. They're going through interviewing mayoral candidates for London. They've interviewed Sean Bailey and David Curtin. And I think they've got Farrah London coming up, and hopefully Lawrence Fox. Obviously, probably Sadiq Khan won't bother to go on there, because I think he thinks it's he's won the election already. But, you know, your vote will count at the election, especially if you're eligible to vote in London. So give that a watch. You can find that, you know, just type into any browser, lcdc.tv, or just go to YouTube and search for London Cab Drivers Club and it'll come up. Or you can just tap in youtube.com/London Cab Drivers Club and it'll come up. So various ways you can find it. Or go to the LCDC's website, lcdc.uk, and you can find it. Also, I want to give all the guys that are working with me down at the supermarket, I'm not going to mention which one it is, but they've got sort of a red and blue logo, which probably gives it away. So a big shout out to all the guys that are working down at Alsford, Phil, Tony, James, Andy, Jim, all of those, Cliff. Big shout out to all you guys that I'm working with down there, all those that are working at Erith as well. I believe there's about 60 or 70 cab drivers working at their Erith depot down there, and a load working down at Croydon as well, and Enfield as well, and all of those that are doing shopping deliveries. Good up to you, and a big shout out to all you guys that are working in the home deliveries for supermarkets at the moment. And most of all, I want to give a big shout out to all of the CabChat team. And I hope I don't miss anybody out. Dropkick, Saul, Rob Cardwell, I Am Cabman, Dow, Mark, the Drum Slayer, Dan at Plan, Scott Fenwick, and of course, Steve Crisp. And Johnny Cox, who pops in every now and again and sort of as a reed, he hasn't really contributed much to the group. And all those past team members as well, you know, James the Gentleman Cabbie, Sean Paul Day, and of course, my old mate Mac the Cab, who's back in the UK at the moment, and he keeps threatening to come and record a show. So you never know, one day he might actually record a show. In the next show that I'm going to be recording very, very shortly, I'm going to be talking about the UTAG win over Transport for London. I'm going to be talking about the employment tribunal with Uber and the consequences that has for Uber and the whole gig economy industry, really, and a lot more. So, listening, we're going to get back to normal during the next show and start talking as we did before. But this one was really just an apology as to why we've not been around for the last 3 months and to the reasons why we haven't been around for the last 3 months. And don't forget, there might be loads of other podcasts out there, but we was the first. We've been doing this for over 10 years and we're the best. Well, we think we're the best anyway. And the other thing that I want to say just before I go is it's really, really encouraging and really nice. Found it really nice that a lot of drivers have been contacting me and members of the team and encouraging us to get on and do the show again, and you know that they never miss the show and they listen to it all the time and they really miss it. And for you, all of those of you that are really loyal listeners, I apologise for not doing the show. Hopefully now we're going to be doing it once a week or once a fortnight. I'm not going to commit to doing it once a week, but once a fortnight. We may do it more often, but we will commit to doing it once a fortnight. But over the next couple of weeks, you probably notice that a couple of shows will come out over the next couple of weeks. So basically just to sort of catch up with things, because we don't want to make them too long these days. We don't want to do the 2-hour shows anymore. We're going to keep them to around an hour or just over. Some might even be less. You might even get some shows that come out will only be half hour or 20 minutes. But we're going to commit to doing it once a fortnight. Hopefully it'll be more often, but it'll be once a fortnight at the moment. Until next time, if you want to get in touch with us, as I said, you can get in touch with us on the website. Go to the website, cabchatshow.uk. You can find us on Twitter, @cabchat, or we're on all the social media things. Just go to the website. You can leave a voice message, find our email address, contact form. Everything's on the website. So cabchatshow.uk, and you'll find everything there. Until next week, if you're out there driving a cab, be lucky. And hopefully you earn loads. If you're not driving a cab, you're doing something else. Good luck in whatever you're doing, really. See you next time. Bye-bye.